Hello and welcome to the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show podcast, week number 4.
Did you forget your name then?
I did for a second. I just came into the right frame of mind to start said podcast and I suddenly had that panic, like most people do my age.
What's my name?
Exactly right. What's my name? Anyway, it's thank you very much for joining us. What a week we've had.
What's
this
my
week.
Name?
Danny?
No.
Ruth?
No.
Carl?
No.
Carly?
Very close. Yes, well done.
Near
congratulations.
Enough. I just, of course. We've had a brilliant week. So much to go. So much to do.
Yes.
Of course, I think the big talk of this week, of course, ding dong. Yes. Yeah, that's Jason Manford sending sexy text messages. That
naughty
is
boy.
The big talk of the town. And as well, apparently there's going to be a royal wedding as well.
Oh, I missed that one.
I know. Anyway, it's all here on the best bits of the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show podcast.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
On Saturday afternoon, Danny and I were on the Tour of Hope, who's at the Parade Shopping Centre.
Yeah.
Thank you very much to Martin David Menswear there, keeping us entertained as well. We raised lots of cash for Hope House, which is the main thing. But we also bought you a little present.
Oh, I'm so
and
spoiled.
I did let you know. I texted you, I was like, we bought you a little present. But you thought that it was some silly present.
Well, you know, you do like to wind me up, so what do you expect me to think?
All right, fair enough on that one. But it wasn't. I bought you. Look what I bought
know,
you.
Little, you bought me a Christmas decoration.
I have bought. See that? Despite what they say, I have a heart after all.
Neil Bentley.
So on the X Factor last night, then a world exclusive. Take That performed live.
Oh, so
as
good.
A five-piece again for the first time in 15 years.
Didn't you feel a bit sorry for Westlife?
Westlife who? Ignore them.
So
yeah, Take That performed as a five-piece. But is
so
it just
good.
Me or has Marco in shrunk all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Because he did look very, very small. Like, very small. In
very.
Fact, when he was singing, I thought, is that Willie Carson they brought on stage there, the Olympic jockey? But apparently wasn't. It was Mark Owen.
Yeah, quite
But
tiny.
There we go. And another observation I noticed yesterday as well, I've noticed Gary Barlow's put on a little bit of weight
well,
recently.
Well, he lost a bit of weight, didn't
he? Did, and
yeah.
He's put on a little bit of weight. And do you know how you can tell when Gary Barlow puts on weight? Because his eyes seem to get closer together the fatter he gets.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Danny Wozencroft.
Good morning.
Your brother is going for an audition.
Yes, he's got an audition this week for Total Wipeout, the TV show where you have to bounce on big red balls.
I like Total Wipeout. It makes me chuckle. I do like Total Wipeout. And the fact, hey, you could get a free holiday to wherever, Mexico
yeah,
or wherever they film it.
Yeah.
But what is in the audition? A total wipeout.
He has to go to London this week. He's completed the obviously application form, which asks some very strange questions.
Right.
The main one was, "What's your main reason for applying?" And his answer was, "I really do think I can conquer the big red balls."
That's brilliant. That is really. I don't know what my answer will be, but probably somewhere along those
yes.
lines. So yeah, there we go. Presumably the audition is some form of balancing.
I hope we'll find out.
Or
this week.
Maybe they're just going to push him in a pool of water
Let's
and see.
Hope so. That would be even better.
That'd be funny. But I feel. If he does get through, we need to work on his statement when he's at the top. You know, when they first
yeah.
start off and they're like, I fly like a butterfly, sting
yeah.
like a bee. I'm not Muhammad Ali, but my
no.
name's Neil Bentley. That's what I'd say.
That was quick.
That was actually.
Good
that was
effort.
A bit quick for me.
Neil Bentley.
A treat for you this morning.
Oh.
I saw this yesterday. So did many people during the X Factor. It
oh.
is the Coca-Cola Christmas advert.
Oh!
That now means it's officially Christmas.
It's officially Christmas. That's amazing. My dad told me the other day, he was driving around Telford, he saw the Coca-Cola lorry, but not like a British lorry. It was like the one on the advert.
With
like,
lights
proper,
on it.
Lights on. Proper American-style Christmas
that
lorry.
That is brilliant.
Amazing.
So there you go. Yeah, so it was on last night. Things lighting up, etc, etc.
Oh, nice.
Wozencroft is behind you, shaking her head in disgust.
As
It, is,
it
Christmas.
Is Christmas.
The Coca-Cola advert's been on. That is it. Facts here at the 7 this morning. You can now talk about Christmas and I won't shout at you.
Neil Bentley.
Yesterday, as you know, I was full of Christmas spirits yesterday.
We both were.
We were. The Coca-Cola advert had been on TV. It was everything was looking
it's
good.
Lovely.
I was quite happy
lovely.
About life in general. And then I thought, well, I had a few hours off yesterday afternoon. I'm going to go Christmas shopping.
No way.
All the Christmas spirit I had was zapped out of me
oh,
as soon
no.
as I walked into the first shop and just saw, well, quite frankly, tat. It was just rubbish. There
Where
was
did
nothing.
You go?
I won't obviously say because I'll get libel. But just rubbish. And I just didn't buy anything for anybody because nothing looked. I kept picking things up and thinking, oh, I'll buy my brother this. And then thought, why? Mm-hmm. Why would my brother use this, you know, electronic corkscrew opener?
You don't want to do that. You want to go out shopping and buy stuff for yourself, which is what I did yesterday. And I felt great.
That's actually marvelous. Funny you should say that, because after about 3 hours of walking around, I thought I'd need a coffee. So I went and bought a book from Waterstones for myself and went and had a coffee.
Neil Bentley.
Thank you very much to Maggie in Copthorne, who just gave me a quick call on the How Dumb Have You Become. Absolutely spot on. Well done to you. If you've left an answer phone message, if you're just coming through those, I'll check those out in just a little while. It is 8:15. This is the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
That time of year
it
again.
It is that time. You know it's coming up to Christmas.
Yep,
Strictly,
yep.
X Factor, and I'm a celebrity.
Gillian
McKeith. Now, I can't stand Gillian McKeith at the best of times.
Yeah.
But there is something that tells me, you know, did she not look? Has she never watched I'm a Celebrity before?
Clearly not.
Did she not look at the contracts of what was required of her? Yesterday, God love her, she passed out. Now, I appreciate, you know, it's hot temperatures, reduced food. That is enough to make anybody pass out anyway. And then the creepy crawlies, etc., etc. But yesterday, Bob, you know, Bob,
the
guy, Medic Bob, came to the rescue as he does each and every year. But she couldn't even get to the Bush Tucker trial because it was a cobweb.
That's a bit silly.
What?
You can find a cobweb in your house never mind in the jungle.
Don't invite Gillian McKeith round to, you know, your Halloween party. Blimey. But people will just keep voting her in. I know, because I am. To do these trials. Bless her. Poor Gillian McKeith. I don't know what's going on there, but who is your favourite to win so far? I like Stacey Solomon. Anyway. I do, and she seems like the most genuine down-to-earth
person.
But Nigel Havers yesterday, he wasn't going to have that crocodile's foot for dinner. And you know why his premise? He wasn't going to have his crocodile's foot for dinner? Because they eat poo. That's why he wouldn't eat it.
Fine.
Say no more, Nigel Havers.
Do you want to brush up on your maths or English skills at Wolford and North Shropshire? Neil Bentley.
Thanks, Carly. Brilliant quote in today's Sun newspaper from Kate Middleton's parents. It says, "Delighted, we think William's wonderful." Which is true. He's also the future King of England as well.
Yeah.
That's quite a big part
Gotta
to play.
Got to be chuffed with that one.
Exactly.
Neil Bentley.
8:38 on Wednesday morning, November the 17th, with the script. Police in Shropshire have revealed that some youngsters are tampering with their driving licences to alter the date of birth so they can get into bars and clubs. More on that story with Ruth and the news team at around about 9 o'clock this morning. In other news, at the 7, this Wednesday, November the 17th today, the Sun newspaper's Page 3 girls celebrate their 40th birthday today. That's right, Page 3 is 40 years old. Although, ironically, you never see anybody on Page 3 that is 40.
Neil Bentley.
Carly, we learned this morning of news that 83-year-old Ronald Pemberton has lost his driving licence. He's been banned from driving. Why has he been banned?
Well, he's got one of those garages where he likes to keep his car, and twice people have parked in front of his garage door.
Very rude. So, what has Ronald done to rectify the situation?
He took it upon himself. One point, he pushed a Mazda into the road. The other one was he kind of reversed into a Ford car bashed it out of the way.
Don't take this man's driving licence off him. Give him an award for, you know, get him a knighthood.
Oh,
that's what you get for
Ronald.
Parking in front of Ronald's garage. But now 83-year-old Ronald has been banned from driving, presumably for causing a nuisance.
And damage, clearly, that's what
you get for parking in front of his garage.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.
So there is one really brilliant thing about Kate Middleton and Prince William getting engaged, and I am quite pleased about this, and I think it is the good of the nation that this event has happened, that they've announced their engagement. Why it's so good is basically because it stopped us talking about The X Factor, Anne Widdecombe, and, of course, Gillian McKeith. So
yes.
That could only be
Hurrah.
A good thing.
Neil Bentley.
As issues on the roads across Shropshire go, this is one of our favourites. Yeah. Carly, we've got problems this morning.
Travelling through Bridge North on Ludlow Road, getting reports in there are sheep on the road between the A458 and the turn for Middleton Priors, just near towards the Punch Bowl. Don't laugh.
Sorry.
It could be, yeah.
Yeah, no, watch out for the sheep. And it's raining as well, so their fleeces
double,
are just going to...
Oh.
They're just going to double in size. They're going to be like massive clouds in the road, so watch out for those this morning. Yes. I'm sorry. How's it looking on the rest
Do
of the road?
Take care around Ludlow Road.
Any other barnyard animals?
No, at the moment.
Any giraffes?
We're good with the barnyard animals.
That's all right then.
That's good.
Neil Bentley.
Madonna, Celebration, 8:10.
How dumb have you become?
That is the question this morning. Ruth is back in the studio. Still wearing that pashmina, I've noticed.
I know, it's freezing.
Still a little bit chilly around the edges. Now, well done to Danny. Got the riddle spot on yesterday. Well done to her.
She gets it every time.
She's just so smart, isn't she? So we've got a new one for you today, Ruth. Okay. What is so precious and delicate that even when you say its name, it breaks?
Can I have a clue, please?
No. Because it's far too early to be giving clues.
Say it again, sorry.
What is so precious and delicate that even when you say its name, it breaks? You're,
Yeah, I'm struggling here.
I can see the cogs working in your brains there.
Is it
so.
Like a name?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, I'm
going to say no more. We'll keep it going for tomorrow. If you'd like to help Ruth out, you can do 0333 456 0777.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
In last night's Apprentice, Sandeesh Samra is the latest candidate to get fired by Lord Alan Sugar.
You're fired.
Ba-dum. Exactly right. I'm going to miss
fired.
Sandeesh. Not me. I'm going to miss Sandeesh a little bit. Not because she was good at business, because quite frankly, she was awful. But she had the most beautiful eyes I think I've seen in a long time. And I don't look at people's eyes often, I know. But anyway, so apart from that, her actual business skills were pretty pants.
Well, there you go then.
Anyway, she said...
What about the looks?
Well, according to Sandeesh, it wasn't her fault that the team started late, got their costings wrong, and lost by £39. But you were the team leader, though, Sandeesh. And, well, I'm going to say it was your fault.
It would seem that way, yeah, definitely.
Same one thing for it.
You're fired.
Neil Bentley.
Then. I am a celebrity.
Get me out of here.
Yeah.
Of course, on TV at the moment, Gillian McKee. Oh, that woman is annoying. She's just annoying.
She was annoying anyway.
She's
doubled and tripled even more.
And she keeps squirming at, like, everything. Anyway, exactly right. So that's it. And I was just, you know, smiling at you then, Carly. Look how you reacted. but anyway, Ant and Dec have been having a little conversation about this their little jungle tea break, which is on the website. I know, I'm quite sad like that. Anyway, this caught my ear the other day. It was actually Ant that said this.
She said that to me too, basically, that she likes doing the trials because you get to be on air. The more entertaining you are, the more you're on the show, which makes me think she's got a plan.
You heard it here first, folks, from the horse's mouth.
There you go. So it's almost... she is. What do you reckon? Can you stand Gillian McKeith? Personally, no.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Now, hold the line a second. Last night in I'm a Celebrity, Lembit Opik said it's one of the scariest things he's ever done, being in the jungle.
Yeah.
Now, hold on a second. This is the guy who dated the Cheeky Girls.
Yeah.
Surely that is far more scarier. Take it from me. I have met the Cheeky Girls, and they are scary. Honestly. So, I don't know any creepy crawlies or any bugs in his bed. Again, he's dated the Cheeky Girls.
Neil Bentley.
Have you had your invitation to the royal wedding yet?
Yeah. You weren't expecting that.
I was not expecting that. I thought I was the only one that had got one of the 7, but turns out they're inviting everybody. Right. I only joke.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
You've got to love children. They do come out with some absolutely hilarious statements. Just some things that they don't realise that they've said, and it just makes you chuckle. My nephew the other day, making his Christmas list, asked my brother, in all fairness, he's making a list of things. He went, how do I spell DS?
No! Very good.
Brilliant. Don't worry about the word Nintendo. That's an awkward one. But how do you spell DS? The answer is, well, in the question, I suppose.
Yeah. Neil Bentley.
I'm a celebrity news. Dom, Jolly, Jenny, and Claire are now in the jungle, and all the campers are all together now in one big camp.
Yes, they are.
On I'm a Celebrity. But Jenny Eclair has already announced that she doesn't like Lembi Opie.
Really?
And I like Lembi Opie.
How do you not like Lembi Opie?
I know.
He's not annoying at all.
He's just getting on with things. He's been a fairly, you know, sort of jovial, funny character in there. But anyway, Jenny Eclair has said she's finding it hard because she doesn't like Lembi Opie. Presumably, I'm guessing that explains that sort of gormless, gobsmacked look she has. It could be that, or of course, that could just be her face.
Neil Bentley.
A lot is being made this week about Prince William and Kate Middleton, where they're going to get married, what dress she's going to wear, who's going to be like bridesmaids, best men, etc., etc. How brilliant would it be, and slightly hilarious, if they just popped over to Las Vegas for the weekend.
I said that the other
day. Get married and come back in the Whitechapel. Elvis could do it.
Yeah.
He could maybe had in love. That'd be brilliant. I would love the future king to be married by
the king.
Neil Bentley.
8:10 on Friday morning, November the 19th. Tree of Light turned on in Telford Town Centre yesterday. Go along and say hello to it. Hello, tree. But go and have a look at that, raising money for the Severn Hospice. You know what I meant.
Say hello to the tree.
I meant go along and see it. It's raising money. If you want to talk to the tree, that is fine. What'll be even scarier if the tree talks back.
How dumb have you become?
I think you'll find that's me this time.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
In other news, the presenter Jason Manford has quit The One Show following allegations he shared sexual messages with female fans on Twitter. The 29-year-old comedian handed his resignation to the show's bosses, stating that he wanted to ease the situation. Yeah. Not going well for The One Show, is it, at the moment? I do bet Jason Manford today, though, does feel a little embarrassed. Probably a little bit more embarrassed than David Cameron asking Lord Young for advice.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.